こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でニュースについてコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。アメリカカリフォルニアのサンディエゴとメキシコのティファナを結ぶ麻薬密輸を目的とした全長500メートルのスーパートンネルが見つかりました。これは地下10メートルの深さにジグザグに掘られていて、高さ 1.2 メートル、幅が1メートルということです。出入り口は油圧式の鉄のドアで作られていて、あの倉庫の床から倉庫の床につながっていたということで、電動トロッコや空調まで完備されていたということで、3人が逮捕されています。で、コカイン150キロとマリファナ8トンが押収されました。アメリカとメキシコの国境のフェンスがよりしっかりしたものになったために、トンネルにあのその麻薬を作っているカルテルの人たちがそのトンネルに頼り始めているらしく、2年前も同様のトンネルでマリファナ32トンが押収されています。2008年からアメリカでは75個のトンネルがあの見つかっていて、大体それはカリフォルニアとアリゾナらしいんだけど、っていうのはその土がなんか粘土質でできているので掘りやすいっていうことと、倉庫がたくさんあるっていうのが理由だそうです。
A 500 meter super tunnel for smuggling drugs was discovered underground. The tunnel runs from San Diego to Tijuana, Mexico. The tunnel is 1 meter wide, 1.2 meters tall and runs at a depth of 10 meters. The entrance of the tunnel was secured by a hydraulic was secured with a hydraulic metal door. The tunnel runs between two warehouses and utilizes a mine cart to move goods back and forth. It's also air conditioned. So far, three people have been arrested and authorities found 150 kilograms of cocaine, 8 tons of marijuana, and 2 years ago they discovered 32 tons of marijuana in a similar tunnel. It was a similar kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Authorities have discovered 75 tunnels since 2008, and most of these tunnels are located in California and Arizona due to the proximity and high clay content of the soil, which makes it easier to dig tunnels.
Yeah, and there are a lot of warehouses.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of space.
Yeah. だって倉庫と倉庫つないであったら楽勝だもんね。I mean, like, when you get out of the tunnel, it's like there's nobody around. Because you're in a warehouse and you can store all the goods in there and bendy.
Didn't they used to like catapult drugs over the fence using a catapult or something?
Aren't they like... そんなゲームみたいな。
I know they were flying it over.
あ、でも見た。あ、いや、あのなんかね、あとそうだ。あのラジコンみたいなやつとかで、あの飛ばしたりとか。もしてるみたいなんだけど、そのフェンスを
What kind of logical?
なんかヘリコプターみたいなのじゃない、
huh.
あとはなんかボートでこう海をちょっと渡ったりとかしてるらしいんだけど、まあトンネル楽だもんね。なんか apparently 結構お金かかるみたいなんだけど、
The tunnel?
うん、まあ空調設備とかもついてる。
Not compared to the money they're making.
Yeah.
I mean, the 32 tons of marijuana is a lot.
そうね。
That's a lot.
っていうかどれぐらいか想像もできないもん。
150kg of cocaine。
いや、だってコカインなんてさ粉だからね、150kg っていうと相当の量だよね。
Yeah, you could easily fill bathtubs.
Yeah.
Fill like a, I don't know, swimming pool.
うん、しかも高いもんね、 1g 単位が。
Of which? Well, of both, I guess.
どっちも。
Yeah, these things areWell, they're expensive because they're illegal, largely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, so. 電動トロッコとかね。
So, what do you think the next thing is going to be? If they went from, like, just climbing the fence、mm-hmm. to catapulting over the fence to flying over the fence to digging these tunnels. I mean, 75 tunnels since 2008. That's a lot of tunnels.
もう多分 yeah, it...あのイリーゴじゃなくなって、もうこのビジネス自体なくなる、mm. That's the best thing I think、mm.
Cocaine too?
Cocaine ちょっと No
No?
Probably not.
Cocaine used to be illegal. They used to put it
コーラ
コーラ。
コーラに入ってた。
Yeah.
結構すごいよね。それ昔だからできることだよね。
Coca-Cola still has, I think they're the only corporation that has an exemption for importing coca leaves into the United States. No one else is allowed to do it except for Coca-Cola. They have a special exemption for the government, and they're bringing in enormous amounts of coca leaves. And they say that they don't actually, I mean, there's not any cocaine in Coke. Okay. But there's supposedly some extract of the coca leaf that they still use in the current formula.
Huh.
Which is why they need the coca leaf import exemption.
変なの?
I read that somewhere. It might be bullshit.
I think
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Okay. まあ、コーラ不思議だもんね。あれ何味?あの、まあ、コーラ味だけどさ。なんていうの?
Yeah, what is that?
何味あれ?
If you've never had...How would you explain to someone that's never had Coke before?
説明できないよね。しかもあれ色もさ、あれ何色っていうの、なんか赤茶でシュワシュワしてて甘くて。
And it's like carbonated too, so.
いや、あれ何味なんだろうね。何あれ、あれ最初に考えた人どうなってんの？
Dark brown carbonated sugar water with cocaine extract.
Yeah.
And it's the most popular drink.
ね。なんで美味しいと思うのかもよくわかんないもん。
I like it.
I like it too, but I can't explain why I like it.
Yeah, I don't know why I have to drink it when I'm at a movie theater.
Come on, I don't even like the aftertaste. Makes me thirsty. Cola.
It makes me thirsty. I feel like they all taste the same, but the aftertaste is really different between all of them, right?
Yeah.
Like Diet Coke has a very distinct aftertaste.
Yeah, ugh, no.
It's kind of a dry, like,
yeah.
Like,
I don't like
pasa pasa aftertaste.
So I don't like it. Okay. 次、うちらが大好きなエドワード・スノーデンの話題ですけど、ロシアに一時亡命中の元 CIA 職員エドワード・スノーデンなんだけど、所持金がなくなってきているということで、ロシアの大手ウェブサイト企業に就職しました。で、11月1日からもう勤務を開始しているっていうことです。で、あのセキュリティ上の理由からあの実際どこの会社なのかっていうのは伏せられてるんだけど、まあ、噂ではロシア版の Facebook フコンタクチェではないかっていう憶測がなされています。
Edward Snowden、he got a job. He's been granted temporary asylum by the Russian government. When did that start?
I don't remember. Like
For a while,
yeah.
But he's been running out of cash, so he started working at a large website company starting November 1st, according to his lawyer. And people think that he may be working for this Russian company called
Vkontakte.
Vkontakte. It's Russian. Vkontakte.
Yep.
Yeah.
Russian Facebook.
Yeah, the Russian equivalent of Facebook. Since Snowden's leaks, the NSA has been called out for spying on Merkel, as well as 34 other world leaders' cell phones. And the White House has been claiming that they did not have knowledge of this.
So, それの忘れちゃった。So, あの、スノーデンの告発によって、あの、アメリカ政府がメルケル首相とをはじめとする外国首脳35人の携帯電話をあの NSA が、ま、指揮して盗聴していたということが取り沙汰されていて、ホワイトハウスはそれを知らなかったと言っています。それに対して NSA がまめめめめめめになっているっていうね。あとあのイタリアのメディアではあのコンクラーベの時にあのバチカンの枢機卿の携帯とかも盗聴してたって言われてたり、またスノーデンによるとその、まあ、こういったそのあの各国の首脳とかの盗聴はあの Google とか Yahoo のデータセンターに勝手に侵入してあの得た情報でしたっていうのを言ってるんだけど、まあ、もちろんアメリカの政府とか Google とかはいやそんなのは知りませんっていう感じで言ってるんだけどね。
I'm surprised that Snowden is
out of cash.
Just, I know, I'm surprised that he's just chilling. He's just chilling in Russia. Like he...
Yeah.
What he did to the U.S., you know.
Yeah, っていうかなんかここまでのすごいことをして、なんか就職しなきゃいけないっていう isn't it really weird that he has to get up in the morning and go to work
and deal with people stupid, you know, uploading photos of themselves drunk at a club and
or
whatever he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
かわいそうだよね。なんか彼女もいたのにさ、それも別れてロシアに行ってさ、こんな、で、メルケルさんもさ、すごいブチ切れてるじゃん。
うん。
ここまでなったのにも所持、かかわらず所持金がなくなるっていう。ちょっとびっくりした。
As long as he doesn't mess with that crocodile, I think he'll be alright. He'll be alright in Russia.
そうだね。
Just chilling.
そうだね。まあヒーローだからね。I don't know. I just can't believe he has to go to work.
I can't believe he hasn't been assassinated or something yet. すごくない？
そうね。いやでも。
I feel like it's
逆に何も逆にできないんじゃないの？今死んだらもうだって it's definitely Obama.
Well,
right?
But like the old school, the old school government.
Yeah.
I think would have done something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows?
Hmm. 次行きます。海賊の話です。アフリカソマリアの海賊が過去8年に身代金で得た稼ぎが約396億円に上ることが国連の発表で明らかになりました。2005年から2012年の間に179隻の船が乗っ取られて、そのうち 85% で身代金を払ってその被害者は解放されています。身代金で得たお金の 30% から 50% はまあ、実際に海賊業をしているというよりも多分なんかオフィスとかに座ってるようなボスに渡って、下っ端だと一隻乗っ取るごとにだいたい300万から750万円の報酬がもらえます。で、相手の船に実際乗り込んで武器を使う係の人は100万円のボーナスが出るということです。で、乗っ取った船を乗り入れる先の港では弁護士とか民兵、あと料理人、売春とか、そのちょっと派生していろんなビジネスが潤うらしいんだけど、海賊っていうのは2011年から、まあ、減っているっていうふうに言われているものの、いまだに世界で年間1兆8000億円の被害が出ているっていうことです。で、この被害っていうのはその観光業とかに、まあ、ネガティブな影響を与えたり、海上交通の減少につながったりっていうのが原因です。
The UN has announced that pirates in Somalia have made 40 billion yen via ransoms. From 2005 to 2012, 179 ships have been boarded by pirates, and in 85% of cases the victims were released following ransom pay, and between 30 and 50% of the ransom money goes to their bossesLowest ranking pirates receive 3 to 8 million yen per ship, and low ranking pirates involved in actually boarding the ship to, I guess, capture the person they're going to demand a ransom for receive a 1 million yen bonus. Although the number of pirates has been declining since 2011, pirate damage is estimated to cost 1.8 trillion yen. Every year. So.
Yep. That's a lot of money.
But like you said, it's a big business. They spend it. Pirates like to make it rain.
Yeah. They spend it on drugs and prostitution and other stuff.
What a lifestyle that must be.
というか下っ端でも一隻乗っ取るごとに、まあ一隻乗っ取るのにどれぐらい時間かかるとかわかんないからなんとも言えないけど、一隻で300万か750万って結構すごくない？なんか海賊ってさ、結構Pirates of the Caribbean とか見てると結構ボロボロの見た目が多いじゃん、映画とかのイメージだと。なんか歯が抜けてるとか、だからそんなお金持ってるイメージないからさ、だって乗っ取って750万で実際武器を使う係100万円ボーナスってことは一隻でもう850万もらえるんだよ。
It's weird how the that's a lot of money. But I was thinking like it's weird how the boat culture has kind of changed, because now we have planes and we have like people used to ride boats all the time. If you wanted to go somewhere,
船しかないからね昔はね。
So that was a huge industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sailing and yeah. boats and pirates.
Yeah.
Like that was the that must have been like the largest industry for a lot of places.
I guess.
And like all the exploring that was done by like.
まあでも数で言うと今も相当すごいんじゃない？あの貨物とかさ。And it's really stupid, but 今日たまたま読んだのがなんか海賊船を追い払うのにあのアメリカの船でそのブリトニー・スピアーズの曲を大音量で流すっていう I don't know if it's true, but そういうなんか作戦があるみたいな、
hmm?
Like you spot a pirate ship, you don't want to be attacked, so you play a Britney Spears song in like 超でっかい音 to show them that you're an American ship.
I still
to like
get it.
Drive them what away. I don't really know. I didn't really get it, but そういう記事が出てた。
What pirates don't like Britney Spears?
They apparently
Where was
don't.
This written?
It's in this like gossip article or something.
Ah,
so. Yeah. But maybe it's just to show
Are
that
Are you sure it wasn't a joke?
I don't know. Maybe it's to show them that you're an American.
I'm
ship.
Pretty sure no one's doing that. And if I was a pirate and someone started playing Britney Spears, I'd sink them faster. I'd be like, sink that ship right away. Aim for the speakers.
確かに。でもほら、拷問の時とかにもさ、あったじゃん。グアンタナモとか。They'll play 変な pop song. Like really loud. So, you know.
They torture people in the Middle East with like rock music.
そうそうそうそう。めっちゃ大音量で。
Like they don't like rock music. So you put
yeah.
on you put on like Metallica.
Yeah, they don't
and
like
people just grab their ears and just
Yeah, they don't
tell
like
you where
rock
Osama,
music とかじゃないよ。
Tell you where Osama bin Laden is right away.
そういうレベルじゃないって。だからすごい音量なんだよ、だって。すごい音量で部屋に閉じ込められてメタリカ一日中聞かせられるみたいな。Of course they won't like it. Right? Mm.It doesn't matter
no,
if you originally like them or not.
It does, because people that like Metallica aren't listening to that shit on low volume.
Yeah, でも閉じ込められてんだよ。閉じ込められて何十時間もだよ。
I swear, there's so many people where you'd put them in that room and blast
no
Metallica
way.
Full volume,
and
they're like,
be happy.
They're just like, yes, this is awesome.
絶対ないよ。やだよ。
I don't know.
拷問。
Maybe you're right.
でもそう、海賊ね、なんかその実際の映画とかでしかさ見ないかそういうイメージしかないから、実際の海賊ライフがどういうものなのかちょっとあまりね。
Well, modern pirates must have RPGs and
yeah,
I don't know, night vision and、
ね、
sniper rifles,、
ね、
drones. I don't
and
know.
And they wear clean clothes, suits とか。
I mean, they must be. If you're making that much money, you can afford to have the best equipment, too,
ね、
the best weapons.
あの、何、ランドに着いたらフェラーリ乗り回したりとかさ。
This could be a good movie. I'm sure they've made movies about this, haven't they?
ね、そういえば見たことないね。なんかそういう baller pirate
I'm gonna look for a modern,
movie.
A modern pirate movie.
ね、気になる。はい。
The NBA Denver Nuggets mascot Rocky was lowered from the rafters unconscious during Friday night's season opener in Denver. Rocky reportedly got dizzy and passed out while he was suspended in the air on wires, and this happened in front of a live audience. The incident reportedly scared some fans, but he was totally fine.
NBA バスケットボール、デンバーナゲッツというチームのマスコットのロッキーがパフォーマンスで宙吊りにされていたところを気を失ってしまい気を失ったまま下に下ろされるというハプニングが起きました。これね動画 YouTube にあるよね。
Yes
これ動画を見るとね
I'll tweet the video
やばいなんかこう、yeah. キツネみたいななんかマスコットなんだけどあの宙吊りになったまま本当は踊ったりとかねパフォーマンスしなきゃいけないんだけどブラーンってなっちゃってんだよね。
Yeah it was just they lowered a limp corpse from the
いやもう怖いの子供がトラウマになっちゃうよ。
And when he hits the ground, like when they lower him, and he's when he hits the ground, he doesn't stand
because he's unconscious. So so グニャってなって、そうそうグニャグニ
ャってなって。Yeah. 何があった
のか分かんないけど、怖い。そう、まあその中の人ね、可哀想。まああの今元気だっていうことだから良かったんだけど、その人に可哀想なだけ結構受けるよね。
But
ブランってなっちゃってるか。
Being in a weird suit like that,
yeah,
that's sealed,
yeah,
and then you're on the ceiling. Yeah. I'm sure the ceiling of that that building
really
is
hot.
Super hot.
だってライトとかすごいついてるしね。
Well, heat rises, so all the heat.
Yeah.
And they're trying to keep the audience at the right temperature, yeah. So the space above the audience must be super hot.
What
and you're
a
just,
job.
You're stuck up there on a harness, yeah. In an animal suit. Your head weighs 10 kilos.
しかもあれってさ、なんかあの結構アクロバチックな、何、バク転とかしたりするじゃん。
Yeah.
Who are those people? あれ、あれ、フルタイムジョブ？何あれ？
I doubt they're full time, but
really? なんかさ、日本の野球もさ、こうなんだっけ、あのツバメのやつすごい人気、ツバメじゃないや、あのコアラだ。なんか何くんだかわかんないけど、多分聞いてる人はわかる。すごい人気のさ、あの本当にバク転とかして踊ったりとか、多分 it's always the same person, I think.
I love watching weird stuff happen to mascots. Because sometimes they've gotten in fights before.
Oh, yeah.
The mascots have fought each other.
笑顔で、笑顔でね。子供に見せられないわ。
They've had mascots getting a lot of accidents because they can't see well. So there's a lot of videos on YouTube of mascots running into stuff and tripping.
中の人すごいよね、でも。重いだろうしさ、頭。
You have to be able to move with that.
Yeah. しかも結構激しいよ、動き見てると、踊りとか。
This dude that passed out in the arms.
本当にね、ちょっと見てほしい、これ。写真見るだけでも笑えるんだけど、ビデオもっと結構やばい。
Yeah. We'll put up the photo, but
yeah,
you have to watch the video.
そうね、Facebook と Twitter 載せるけど、そう、ちょっと暇だったらビデオ見てみてください。
Proponents of video games have been touting the cognitive benefits.For years, and a study published by a research team at the Max Planck Institute for Human Development found that playing 30 minutes of Mario 64 on the Nintendo DS every day for 2 months induced gray matter growth in 3 areas of the brain associated with spatial navigation, strategy, working memory, and motor skills. Researchers also found that the control group who did not play video games experienced a slight decrease in gray matterwhich they attribute to aging.
Max Planck 研究所によると、Nintendo 64のマリオを毎日30分2ヶ月間やると脳が発達するという研究結果が出ました。これは記憶、運動技能、空間感覚、戦略を立てるっていう脳の部分が向上したっていうことで、ゲームをしなかったグループは脳が老化した、比べると脳が老化したっていうことです。学生とかでゲームして怒られてる子には朗報だよね。30分ででも。やりすぎは良くないんだろうけど。
It's believable. I think it makes sense. I think that I experienced some benefit from playing video games when I was young.
64のマリオやったことある？
これ64のマリオじゃなくて DS のマリオ64。
Oh. DS のマリオか。
いやいや、64 is 結構
古い。超
古
いよ。いやでもだってさっきさ、お届け物がね、マイケルの家に来て。
Yes.
マイケルが開けたら本当の任天堂64。今さら64買う人見たことない。久しぶりに見たもん。
My friend 間違えて捨てちゃった my 64の本体。So I bought new 本体。I don't know if I'm gonna use it, but
what?
But it was. I'm definitely gonna try it. I don't know if it's gonna be fun still. You know what I mean?
I guess.
でも絶対楽しいよね。マリオカート。
マリオカートいつでも楽しいよ。
Or スマブラ？Yeah.
マリオカートいつでも楽しい。DS でもいつもやってたもん。対戦できるしね。
I got it for 800 yen.
安すぎる。
送料無料。
Amazon 万歳。
Yeah. And then my brain grows as a result.
Yay! Win-win.
Cheapest brain enhancement.
確かに。確かに。でも何のゲームでもね、結構脳のエクササイズにはなってるんじゃないかなって思う。
There's a lot of coordination and timing and reflexes.
Yeah.
there's a lot involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. あの、Candy Crush 超流行ってるじゃん。携帯のアプリのゲーム。で、なんか、It's like、なんか、パズルゲーム的なやつなのね。で、みんながやってて、なんかバカにしてたの。何これみたいな。だけど、一回、なんか、ポッドキャストのトピックで、Candy Crush の、なんか、中毒になってる女性の話やろうかなと思って、じゃあこの話するんだったら自分もやってみようと思ってやったらハマった。
The game?
Yeah. やばい。超楽しい。
I've never gotten into a cell phone game before.
なんかね、パズルやっぱこう、ちょっと焦ったりとかすること普段ないから、あと何秒とか。
Mm.
ちょっと楽しい。こうなんかやっぱ普段ない、なんか脳みそのちょっと普段使ってないとこを使ってる感じ。
Mm.
なんとなくね。わかんないけど。
It's, I feel like I can only enjoy games that I played when I was young.
Oh, でも数独とかさ、you don't play those? Or Scramble とかやってんじゃないの? No?
Mm, I'm not playing any games right now.
On your phone?
Yeah, I have a 360, but I don't...
Xbox?
Yeah, it's been turned on like twice in the last...
Oh, really?
...few years.
Didn't you have that Alien のなんか怖いやつ? What was it called?
I don't remember.
Space, Dead Space?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
怖いね。
怖いよ。
I don't think scary games necessarily give you a benefit from it being scary.
No, but
I don't know. Can you play scary video games all the time and become a braver human from the conditioning?
Well, 多分、あ、はい、わかった。あのね、
You think so?
うん、あのね、サイレンっていう日本のプレステのゲームがあって、あれはなんかトレーンされそう。It's like you have to, you can't fight because those are ghosts. So you kind of have to like walk around them. Or
But do you feel like you're braver after you play that game?
Braver っていうよりも、なんだろう、サバイバル能力。なんか、あとあの空間能力、それこそ。あの、地図を読む能力とか。なんか迷子にならない能力がつくと思う。
Yeah, actually, having to remember where you're going in Biohazard was like, I never use my brain that much anymore to remember where I'm going. I'm just like, oh, I'm lost.
あの部屋どこだっけみたいなね。
I just open Google Maps.
そうね、確かに。
Yeah.
確かに。あとそのなんか、そうね、ああいう緊張感、なんか、あ、インクリボンがもうなくなりそうだからセーブできないみたいな。I don't know.
You have to plan your herb collection too.
Yeah, so so.
やばいね。
Yeah, 意外と大変だねゲーム。意外と疲れる。
次、50% of people can see the movement of their own hand in the absence of all light, and this is according to a new cognitive study using computerized eye trackers, published in the Psychological Science Journal. In 5 separate experiments involving 129 subjects in absolute darkness. Authors of the study discovered that the brain combines information from different senses to create our perceptions, and that what we see is actually an interpretation of information combined from the different senses. So basically, our own movements transmit a signal that can also create visual perceptions within the brain, even in the complete absence of optical input to your eyes.
人間の 50% は暗闇の中でも自分の手の動きが見えているということがロチェスター大学などの研究によって分かりました。129人を対象に5つの実験を暗闇で実施。人間というのはもともとその目で見るだけじゃなくて脳でも見ているというのが分かっていて、あの脳からの情報が常に視覚の情報に足された状態なんだけど、目の錯覚とかね、だからそういうことなんだけど、あの実際こう手を動かすとそれが脳に伝わって、でその後に目で見えてるのでっていうことだよね。So you were talking about this woman.
Oh yeah, there's so the highest score was this one woman who scored 95% accuracy in total darkness. So she's basically she can basically see her own hands with the same accuracy in total darkness as she can when she can see with the lights on.
Mm.
So her vision's almost perfect in perfect darkness when it comes to her own body.
すごいよね。
Yeah.
まあただそれっていつ役に立つのかな。
Well, it's only true for like 50% of the people though. So you might not have that ability or you might have that ability. And if you do have it, you know, the extent to which it's useful is...
50% って結構面白いね。二人に一人。
Yeah, it's...
そう、マミとマイケルのうちどっちか。どっちかかもしれない。
Or not.
でもマイケルすごい暗闇見えるもんね。
Yeah, But men can see better in the dark.
Right, right.
We have more rods than cones, so...
私結構見えてないから。
But this explains why you can see things that aren't actually there, why you can hallucinate, why... You know, you actually think that you see it with your eyes. It looks as real.
Right.
Like, seeing something isn't enough proof that it's there. Even... on the individual level.
Right. So right? だね。
Because you can imagine things. You can your brain can tell you that something's there and your brain can show you it as if your eyes were seeing it.
Right, right.
But your brain doesn't let you know the difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
いっぱいあるもんね。ネットとか見てもその目の錯覚シリーズみたいなさ。実際には違うものがやっぱそういう風に見えちゃう。脳からの情報が足されて、でも実際本当にそう見えるんだよね、やっぱ。
This phenomenon actually has a name among people who explore caves, and they call it the spelunker illusion.
Oh.
Because people who are exploring caves in total darkness, they're using their hands a lot.
Ah, so.
So I think they kind of build up that.
Ah, その能力。
Yeah.The knowing where your hands are, 能力, and then they begin to see their hands. They can see that they look down、
wow.
and they see their hands.
Ah, それすごいわ。
But there's literally no light, so it's not possible
はいはい、はい、
to see your hands.、
It's only in your head.
That's why they're calling it an illusion.
それやりたい。なんかその本当の absolute darkness って普段の生活であまりないじゃん。今どうしても窓から光が漏れてたりとか都会に住んでると特に、
yeah. Perfect darkness is pretty rare.
そうだから練習できないけど面白いねやっぱトレーニングするとそういう風になるんだ、well, I really want to try it though. I want to see like how much I can see my own.
If you have a room with no lights you could do it.
I'll try.
I could probably do it in my bathroom.
Oh yeah?
No, there's no windows, no.
Oh yeah, そうだねトイレとかで練習できる。
What?
My cat sees everything in the dark.
I think this is also why we see ghosts and we see weird forms and we see movement that's not real.
Yeah, it's funny because I was just watching some short film done by Guillermo del Toro yesterday. And his movies, Guillermo del Toro 監督ってね、ハリウッドの映画作ってる人。Yeah.彼の映画のテーマって結構そういうのが多いんだよね。そのイマジネーションで本当にはないものがあるように見えちゃうみたいな、なんかそういうそれがテーマのショートフィルムちょうど昨日見たばっかりだったんだけど、特に子供とかだとやっぱり夜とか怖いから怖い怖いと思ってるとやっぱりその妄想っていうか想像でないものが見えちゃったりとか。
It's like Sphere, the movie
Yeah.
I think we've talked about Sphere before.
Yeah, yeah.
Sphere is so fucking awesome. But
have you
in Sphere, if you imagine something, like you can't control your own imagination is kind of the point.
Yeah.
Or one of the points of the movie. But so you can't control your own consciousness, what you imagine. So people would, you know, you imagine jellyfish
yeah.
and they appear and people see them. The only difference is that in Sphere that they really do attack you.
Yeah.
But,
Ghostbusters もじゃない?
But seeing your brain making you see these things is a real phenomenon.
Right, right. Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Because when you're sleeping, you see things, but your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
But you see it the same way.
そうね。だから金縛りとかもそうだもんね。なんかこう金縛り合ってる間に、なんか胸におばあさんが乗ってきてとかさ、でも本当にいたんですみたいな。
Well, that's,
yeah, that's in your head. Mm. Thankfully. Mm. Yeah. But have you seen something like that? Something that's...
Actually, last night I was at Yoyogi Koen.
Okay.
It was really misty. There were no people. It was kind of creepy. I was walking from a friend's place. And I heard rustling. So there's the main path, right? In Yoyogi Koen. There's a lot of different paths. But I was on one of the main paths with like the bike trail on it. And to the left, it like went off and kind of down.
Okay.
So there was kind of like a pit there.
Hi, hi.
And in the pit was like a bunch of weeds and trees and stuff.
Right.
And I heard something walking in there while I was walking.
カサカサみたいな.
Yeah, and I stopped and it continued like shh, 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 like in like walking around there. But it was too dark for me to see.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, it sounded like, it was like a, this was like a Bigfoot experience. This is like my first Bigfoot experience. But it just sounded like someone was walking down there.
Okay.
But there's no reason for anyone to be down there.
Hmm.
You know, so I did kind of wonder, am I imagining this? But it sounded exactly like someone walking down there.
Hmm.
So I stopped and it continued. I pulled out my phone and used the flashlight app thing.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there that I could see. It was really weird.
でもそれでいたところで怖いけどね、なんか。
It was pretty creepy.
しかも it would be really awkward, じゃない? ライト当てちゃったら it's like, oh,
if there's a person
sorry.
Down there?
Yeah, it's like, oh, sorry.
Oh, it was really creepy.
Huh?
It sounded like a really heavy person walking.
Oh.
Like the, you know when you walk, you have a cadence.
Yeah. 代々木公園ってしかも, wasn't there like a dead body in one of those toire? There was. Like a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. ちょっと怖いね.
One of my friends was using the bathroom
at Yoyogi Koen,
and a dude like stuck his arm through the window and tried to take like shame, like a photo.
もう最悪それ.
While she was
God.
Using the bathroom.
Yoyogi Koen de?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yoyogi Koen can get pretty sketch.
Yeah. I mean, parks in Tokyo are pretty sketchy in general. じゃない? Yoyogi Koen 木が多いしね.
I love it during the day, though. It's so nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it at night, too. Just not when there's creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Bigfoot and perverts.
Perverts. Yeah, but そうだよ. お化けよりそういう人間の方が怖い、やっぱ.
I saw a crazy person, too.
Oh.
I don't know if they were crazy. They seemed crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, there was like the overpass bridge. There was this guy, like, crouching in the middle of the bridge in a really dark place, like, against the side, so you couldn't see him.
Oh.
So I was walking across the bridge and CUNY I noticed there's this dude just crouching there.
Oh my God.
And he just looked at me like as I was walking. Like I was walking towards him and I was like, maybe I should turn around and run back. And I was like, oh, maybe if I like start running, he'll chase me like a cat or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just kept walking and I...
怖っ。何してたんだろうね?
I don't know.
Just chilling.
But he started yelling. Something.
Oh.
CUNY.
Oh.
Later.
Oh, okay.
After I passed him, so.
Yeah. まあ、いろんな人がいますね.
います.
はい. 世の中には.
Thank you for not killing me, whoever you are.
そうだね. じゃないと、ポッドキャストできなくなっちゃうから. というわけで、 以上かな? ニュースは。
以上です.
T シャツね、 結構 期限過ぎて振り込んでくれた人のバッジがあるから、それを明日出します。あと海外の人ももうちょっと多分時間かかると思うんだけど、もう出すので、多分来週ぐらいには着くんじゃないかなと思いますので、お楽しみに。
Thanks for sending us those photos.
ね、写真みんなね、着てるところ送ってくれてすごい面白いね。
Some of them were so funny.
ね。 あのね、一番最初に写真を送ってくれた人が、関西弁でいつも話しかけてくれてるね、ツイッターのお兄さんなんだけど、すごい笑顔で、写真写ってて、超ハッピーになった。Someone
went paragliding?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
for the first time in their life, with the shirt on.
オフィスで来てくれてる人とか、 学校の先生で学校で来てくれてる人もいるし、あと女の子もね結構いっぱい来てくれて、あとカップルで来て写真撮ってくれた人もいるし、あとねきつねうどん食べながら
あったね
そう撮ってくれた人もいたしね、
yeah,
そう写真みんな送ってね、ちょっと見たいよね、どんな感じ来てるか、
うん、
なんか気になるみんなの感じが。で多分ねもうそろそろみんな結構届いてると思うからないと思うんだけど、1個の封筒に T シャツ1個とかの入ってる場合があるから、2つ頼んだ人とかでまだ1個しか来てないっていう人ももう1個封筒来るかもしれないから、そういう場合ちょっと待ってください。あとねそうこの間ね爆笑問題の太田さんがまたうちらの話してくれたんだけど、猿回しの話をねうちらがしてマイケルが興味ないって言ったやつが太田さんの事務所の人だったらしくてマイケルが今度見に行こう、ちょっとマイケルもちゃんと、
cool. I've never seen it so
yeah,
I'm just talking
見たら結構ね猿がでかいんだよ、
really?
うん、日本猿だからこうちっちゃい肩に乗るような猿じゃなくて、oh. 本当のリアルでかい猿なの。 Yeah, so we should go
like the 温泉の、
そうボス猿みたいな、
interesting.
結構でかいの、子供ぐらいのサイズ人間の、
mm.
あでシャツねちょっと爆笑問題のお二人にもラジオ宛てに送って受け取ってもらえるのか分かんないけどちょっとやってみます
yeah, let's 勝手に send it.
そう勝手に送る。あとねツイッターはい、1万人フォロワー来ました、イエーイ、
ナイス、
ありがとうございます。すごいよね1万人ってすごくない？
Yeah, I sometimes I'm like skeptical, like are these real people? ボットかな、
このでもいやでも偽物の人ってフォローアンフォローするじゃん、
うん、
they don't stay、
yeah.
だから結構待ってたのねそれを、
うん、
減るじゃんたまにガッとスパムだと
The robots?
そうそれずっと待って結構減って増えて減って増えてして今1万人超えてるから It's real Wow たまにマミとかが送ってるクマちゃんのくだらない写真とかは1万人に送られてしまうっていうね
Yeah, what a waste of, waste of electrons
Bandwidth Waste of bandwidth すごいね驚きですね。
Mm. All the internet needs is more cat pictures.
Yes, totally. Internet loves cats, ne?
Yeah.
なんでだろうね?
I don't know. They're cute.
Wow. So heartless.
知らないよ。
そう、あとね、いつもね、こう特別編になんかちょっと次のゲストどういう人がいいかなって探してんのね、マミ。で、この間たまたま、ミッツマングローブさんのね、ラジオ聞いてたらバイリンガルなんだって、うん、イギリス英語しかも
You like that イギリス英語
いやイギリスかどうかっていうよりもしかもねてかね本当に面白いの You should listen to his radio、
okay.
ねこの間彼がねなんかハリウッド女優にピネスがついてたとしたら誰が一番、
うん
虚婚かっていう話をしてて、He brought up Meryl Streep and I totally agree with
him. Interesting.
で、ビヨンセもちょっと悩んでるみたいな。ビヨンセも結構でかいんじゃないかなって言ってて、だけど、Destiny's Child の後ろにいたミシェルの方がすごそうみたいなこと言ってて、めっちゃわかるって思ったの。めっちゃわかる。どうしよう。なんか、それで、どうにかして呼べないかなって思ってネットで見たんだけどマミの得意のお問い合わせがないから、
うん、
ちょっとここで言い続けたらいつしか耳にしてくれないかなと思って今言ってみた誰か私ミッツさん知ってますって人いたらぜひちょっとバイリンガルニュースの存在をね
Jeez, you're going
知ってほしい
after.
yeah. だってさ I don't know if you've seen if you don't watchTV じゃんあんまり Right? But you've seen him, right?
I think so
めっちゃ面白いめっちゃ面白いこの間もラジオで何高速道路で車に乗ってて道に男性器が落ちてたら拾うかどうかっていう話してた、
mm.
He said he'll stop and pick it up、
mm.
I don't know. It's just so crazy. But I was so excited to learn that he's actually bilingual.
Yeah, it's...
多分英語喋ってるとこ聞いたことある人あんまり、てか普通のメディアで英語話したことあるのかな？わかんない。でもね。
I haven't seen it。
なかなかね、本当にバイリンガルの有名な人って珍しいんだよね。
I think they're
日本だと。
I think a lot of people don't use it。
うん、あんまりその機会もないしね。
Yeah。
Yeah。出てほしいな。
But they just use it when they're overseas or when they're talking to foreigners or.
まあね。
But just not for not maybe not professionally that much. I don't know.
I guess. あ、なんかドイツに男を追いかけて行った話とか。I don't know. He just has like so many crazy episodes.、
Mm.
Like crazy episodes.、
Mm.
楽しそう。そう。だからなんかこの間あの2万人インタビューの時にマツコデラックスさんが好きですって言ったのね。まあバイリンガルじゃないけど。They're like best friends.
Of course.
So, 超楽しそうじゃん。I want to mingle. もう喋ること超ありそう。下ネタ放題になりそうだけど。というわけで、私のラントでした。マミーラント。OK。というわけで、月曜日、今日あれだね、祝日だからみんなお家にいたのかな。
うん、
雨だったしね。なので明日からまた1週間頑張りましょう。
Thursday?
Thursday
一応
とりあえず、
うん、以上です。
はい、以上です。また今度、
はい、
終わり。バイ
バイ。